The situation. We are in Vienna, in March 1911. With over 2 million inhabitants, Vienna is the fourth largest city in the world after New York City, London, and Paris. Together with Budapest, Vienna is the capital of the second largest empire in Europe and is considered a cosmopolitan city with its rich cultural and social life, its scientists, artists, and men of letters. Vienna at the beginning of the 20th century has two different sides. On the one hand, it is characterized by modernization and cultural flourishing. On the other hand, the misery of the masses is omnipresent. There is a lack of decent and affordable housing. Many families have to live in very cramped quarters and can only pay their rent with so-called bed riders. At this time, there are around 66,000 bed riders in Vienna. These people do not have their own apartment and are only allowed to use someone else's bed for sleeping for a few hours in return for payment. There is no question of fair wages for work performed. Women serve as cheap labor in the textile and food industries, as well as in brick factories. A worker earns around 20 to 24 crowns a month, women less than half. A better suburban apartment, room, kitchen, cabinet, costs around 28 crowns a month. There is hardly any legal protection for workers, and no social safety net in case of illness or unemployment. Diseases such as rickets and tuberculosis are highly prevalent. In the summer of 1910, at the Second International Socialist Women's Conference in Copenhagen, Austria's social democratic representatives, together with comrades from other countries, decided to hold an annual Women's Day to fight for women's suffrage. Initiated by Clara Zetkin, an International Women's Day is celebrated for the first time in 1911. The date is intended to emphasize the revolutionary character of Women's Day. March 18th is the day of remembrance for those killed in the March Revolution of 1848, and the Paris Commune of 1871 had also begun in March. This International Women's Day on March 19, 1911, becomes a mass rally in Vienna for women's equality and is one of the largest events of the time, with more than 20,000 participants. It is a chilly Sunday morning in March. Thousands of people, men and women, have gathered in downtown Vienna to take part in the rally, followed by a demonstration procession along Vienna's Ringstrasse.